Y'all, isn't it crazy? This whole time I was bouncing my boobs. Like, y'all can't see me, but bouncing my boobs, jumping up and down. Andre 3000 is singing about loneliness, confusion, and disillusionment in romantic relationships. When you truly take a step back and listen, he's talking about how messed up modern day relationships are. Mind you, he's talking about this in 2003. No AI, no OnlyFans, no Tinder, no Grindr.
Yeah, because y'all don't want to hear me. Y'all just want to dance. This is one of the main songs we all just mindlessly bop to, especially this part right here. And we didn't really think about what he was saying because the song sounds so good. There's so many songs, though, that have those meanings that we just bypass just for the sake of hearing good music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, isn't there, like, a word for
that? There's gotta be a word for that.
There's definitely a word for that.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome back to Echo with Lowkey.
Welcome back, y'all. This is episode 3. We're doing things a little bit differently today. Today, we're actually curating a little listening experience for you. That's going to be about passive listening. We're going to be exploring the songs that have had a global and transgenerational impact on pop culture while boasting a little bit more nuanced tunes and nuanced themes.
Passive listening is a form of cognitive dissonance we all experience. It's an uncomfortable reality humans participate in, especially when it comes to music, but you may not recognize it. Just like the artists we have highlighted on our show previously, our goal with Echo is to bring to light what many have missed. And today, what we are telling you to do is actually digest what you're consuming.
For my California residents, if you don't know this song, you live under a rock, because this is a club classic.
Especially if you're from San Diego. We're both from SoCal, close to the border.
You cannot go to one club in California and at least not hear this song.
Ass is bouncing.
And everybody goes crazy.
Going crazy.
Crazy.
Antes que se pusiera de moda, no creen amor, le damos el foda. El DJ la pone y
y que se joda. En el perreo no se quita. Fumi se pone bellaquita. Te llama si te necesita. Pero por ahora está solita. Ella perrea sola. Ella perrea sola.
Ella perrea sola. Ella perrea sola. Sola.
Ella perrea sola.
Now we're both not necessarily Spanish speakers, but Yo Pereo Sola is one of those songs where the addictingly catchy beat precedes the actual meaning. So the song and video bring attention to femicide, transphobia, and toxic masculinity in Latin America after a transgender woman named Alexa Negron Luciano, y'all heard my accent, in Puerto Rico was murdered for expressing who she is. Now, for those of you who don't know, femicide is the continuous murder of that is targeted specifically towards women. And what Bad Bunny is saying with this song is a declaration that with some men feeling the need to prove their masculinity through women, harassment, sexual assault or not, continues to be a major social injustice. He's just saying, let a woman be who she wants to be and do not force her to do something she does not want to do. But, you know, right.
Sola. Yo perreo sola, perreo sola.
We know, this is a little bit different from our regularly scheduled program. But I was sitting in bed the other day and thinking about the political and economic state of the world. No Jaden Smith shit. More specifically, I was listening to The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Jill Scott Heron. Thank you for my SF State degree. Heron lit a fire under the ass of bystanders during the Black Power movement in 1971. He used media / music to critique media and how true justice cannot be had if we continue to consume what's being pumped out to us. This is Beyonce and partnering black female country singers' cover of the Beatles' Blackbird. Your favorite Paul McCartney sing-along was written after the 1963 Baptist Street church bombing. And if you don't know about that, libraries are open. Google is free. McCartney himself said, "I had in mind a black woman rather than a bird." Those were the days of the civil rights movement, which all of us cared passionately about. So this was really a song from me to a black woman experiencing these problems in the States. Let me encourage you to keep trying, to keep your faith. There is hope.
Now playing next, two songs that sprung nationally as true American classics. Almost everyone knows them, but not for the reasons the artist originally intended.
This is Bad Boys by Inner Circle, and next, Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do?
So I know we got some Cops fans out there. Me, myself, I didn't watch Cops, but I definitely watched Bad Boys. It's a black classic. But, you know, this song actually it doesn't have anything to do with the police, you know? I mean, yes, they are bad boys, whatever. But this, song is actually a kind of like a warning to a specific boy, teenage boy. He's kind of facing down a wrong path. He's making all these decisions that are very bad for him, and they're basically saying, like, what are you gonna do when these men actually come for you? Because as a black man in America, you're not really safe. You can do the most minor offense and you're not safe. I thought about the school to prison pipeline when I was thinking, I'm like, man, am I fun to be around? But I was thinking about the school to prison pipeline, and I was just like, we have detention, for example. You go to detention and immediately, like, it's on your record, you know? Like, what do you do when now there's a stamp on your image, you know? You're screwed.
No, yeah. I think one great example of this, unfortunately, is Trayvon Martin. Like, I don't even think he was 16.
No.
Hoodie on, carrying a bag of Skittles.
Was he 14?
I don't know.
But either way, he was too young.
Yeah. Your favorite toilet tissue brand was funding to get Zimmerman out. So check what type of toilet paper you're using. Unbleached, hopefully.
No chloride.
No Clorox.
Born of a mother with the love of a father. Reflection comes and reflection goes. I know sometimes you wanna let go. Hey, I know sometimes you wanna let go. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? You chuck it on that one, you chuck it on this one. You chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father. You chuck it on your brother and you chuck it on your sister. You chuck it on that one and you chuck it on me. Bad boys, what you gonna do? Or what you gonna do when they come for you?
Get ready for some hooting and hollering.
We love you, Bruce.
I know your throat hurt. Wait. Like, if I sang this, like, I think my vocal mics would explode. Like, seriously, they would implode on themselves.
No, he used, this was diaphragm
did
and
pop a vein?
No, he definitely did. Have you guys ever seen him sing the We Are the World? Go look that up. Oh, my God.
I'm not even going to try and, I don't want to ear rape y'all, but it was, I'm not even going to try and reenact it. But it was, like, no. All right. I'm not going
to
disrespect
back
him.
To the
but
song,
anyway.
Back to the song.
Anyway, this song is essentially not in any way patriotic. What we know it to be now is very patriotic. You go to any dive bar, like Western bar, they will sing this from the rooftops. But word of the day, I guess disillusionment. I'm going to read a little bit of this article from NPR. If you're listening closely, the lyrics of Born in the USA make its subject pretty clear. The 1984 hit by Bruce Springsteen describes a Vietnam War veteran who returns home to desperate circumstances and few options. Listen only to its surging refrain, though, and you could mistake it for an uncomplicated celebration of patriotism. You wouldn't be the only one. So that's a little bit of the insight on just, I'm not going to get into the full details because, I mean, it's pretty graphic, but just like the haunting kind of things that Vietnam War veterans kind of had to experience and coming back to USA and coming back to the U.S. and seeing that they don't necessarily have many options. They're kind of lost, probably mentally unwell. And especially being in San Francisco, we kind of witness it too. There's a lot of people that are in the streets still that were most likely fighting in Vietnam and they don't even have a clue where they are. They don't have resources. They kind of lost everything that they have. They don't know where their families are, that kind of situation. You know?
Okay, also not like a, you know, helpful, I don't know, this isn't adding any like substance to what we're talking about, but whenever I hear this song, I think about the Drewski skit where he like, the one that y'all hate my man Drewski, when he did White Face, he was the NASCAR fan, that's the only way I remember this song.
Oh my gosh, yes!
That was great.
Yes!
But like, see, yes. See, we didn't see the clues, but he knew.
Like, yeah.
Anyways, back to Born in the USA. That was my bad, y'all. But this is the Cranberries. Actually, one of my favorite bands. I'm willing to play, but I'll tap back in later.
Thank you.
where Rihanna got it from. I love the Cranberries and I love this song. If you don't know who the Cranberries are, you might know the song on TikTok where it's like, "You're spinning me around, my feet are on the ground." I was first introduced to the Cranberries in this song as my mom's go-to karaoke song. I'm part Filipino, so obviously I had a karaoke machine in my house. Over the years, I come to find that Zombie was different from their usual alt dream pop sound. The Cranberries' lead singer, Noel Hogan, expresses that she wanted the song to have a heavier sound because it indeed was an angry song. What I once thought was a karaoke banger was actually 30 years of painting for the people of Ireland. In short, The Troubles was a decade-long struggle endured by the Irish people against British occupation in Northern Ireland. From the 1960s to 1998, Irish nationalist communities faced discrimination, oppression, and violence simply for wanting the right to govern their own land. Also, an honorary mention, kind of along the same lines of songs during the Troubles, is Sinead O'Connor's Drink Before the War. Oh my god. If you haven't listened to that song yet, you've probably seen it in Euphoria in that scene where Nate's dad is, I mean, we all know he was DL. We all know he was DL, but like he is like suffering with the fact that he's DL and he has a whole family. So he goes to the bar and he plays this song on the radio. All that to say, if you listen to the song, I think O'Connor's cry for bystanders to start trying to, for bystanders to start taking action is something we all need to hear, especially here in 2026, unfortunately. The song was written in 1987, and yet it still hits like it was written today. Free Palestine, free Sudan, free the Congo, and fuck it, free America. Mic on too. Sinead was begging us to open our eyes alongside the Cranberries for decades, and the world is still not listening.
This song is heavy with like just like heavy guitar.
And my thing is, if you don't like live music and if you don't like music like this, low vibrational vibes, you don't want to hear good music, you don't want to feel
anything. Cognitive dissonance, we'll get more on that later, but
yeah.
Gathered in their masses.
Hey mom, I know you're listening right now. Don't they sound like Jack Black? Black masses. I love School of Rock.
Evil minds that plot destruction. Sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning. Machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind. Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yeah.
you haven't heard this on a Ford F-150 commercial before? You've just close your eyes. What if you thought of a commercial, like, and this was the background? If there was a song playing in the background, this would definitely be it.
Something had to happen.
Like, because I remember hearing this in a commercial prior to, like, me actually listening to Black Sabbath.
Yeah. And honestly, like, yes, we know it's a bit on the nose. Like, it's literally called War Pigs, and the lyrics, you know, are literally talking about the war. But, hey, misconstrued.
Yeah, because I think there's been multiple times where, like, stadiums have used it as, like, football, you know, opening songs or, you know, kind of like promo songs.
Yeah, yeah. So amping them up.
Yeah, it's like misuse. It's like diluting the meaning of the song, yeah. Or just like the song in general. I mean, it's a banger, so it makes sense to why you want to
put
in your commercial.
And I mean, to some level, I think it's art at the end of the day, so we're going to find some level of entertainment and enjoyment, and more on that later. But this is an anti-war song again.
This was around
the politicians.
Yeah, this was around the same time as Born in the USA. This was written in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
During the Vietnam War, they were condemning politicians and military leaders who were instigating war. Sounds like we're in the same issue right now.
Yep.
For greed and power, and while sacrificing the young working class.
Yeah.
Unfortunate, you know?
Yeah, and honestly, like, it's an uncomfortable truth we all live with. So there's a level of, like, I'm just going to listen to this song because it sounds good. I'm not going to think about the stuff that makes me feel bad, because that's what we do out of survival. But, like, again, we're just trying to call it to life.
Yeah.
This is what the song's about.
And at the end of the day, I don't think we're sitting here telling you, like, oh, you need to sit down and listen to the lyrics. You need to be a woke warrior.
Nobody has the brain space for that. Sometimes.
I think it's just, like, we do need to take a step back sometimes, but it's okay, because there's so much being thrown at us right now. The political and economic state of the world right now.
Yeah.
The fact that class of 2020, COVID, people can't find jobs.
Yeah.
The fact that people can't afford to live. The fact that we don't have free healthcare.
Like,
the fact that I can't get a car. The fact that I have to have a roommate till I'm 30 years old.
There's stuff to be mad about, and I feel like it's a very healthy way of expressing yourself through music. So I appreciate musicians. I mean, I have feelings about Ozzy Osbourne, but you know, we're not here to talk about that.
We're just here to appreciate
about the
music.
Yes, but yeah, listen to this a little bit more. We'll let you guys sit with that.
Yeah, and last thing, should I say it?
Go ahead. Speak your truth.
Fuck John Letterman. Fuck war. Free America.
Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Also, not to mention, I remember crushing this in Guitar Hero with my cousins at my aunt's house.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody remember Guitar Hero?
My sister loved Guitar Hero.
I think we need to bring that back.
She loved it.
I think we need to have a community event where it's Guitar Hero and Just Dance.
Ooh. Honestly, that was like precursor to Zumba. I loved Dance Dance Revolution?
No, Dance Dance Revolution. I don't think I'm like coordinated with my foot. You know, yeah. I ain't got that footwork.
Yeah.
In me like that.
Fancy footwork.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is War Pigs by Black Sabbath.
And we're actually not sorry that it's really political today because everything is political.
Yeah.
We know. Like I said, Google is free. Yeah. Libraries are open, babe.
Yeah. Next songs are personal to me. They're pretty personal to me. So what I'm going to be playing next is a song by Kanye West. He samples a Nina Simone song. We're going to play the Kanye West song. We're not going to play the Nina Simone song, but I will most likely read a couple of verses, but I want you guys to listen to the sample when you're listening to this next song. This is Blood on the Leaves by Kanye West.
Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Blood on the leaves.
I just need to clear my mind now. It's been racing since the summertime.
Please.
Now I'm holding down the summer now.
Please.
And all I want is what I can't buy now.
Blood.
Cause I ain't got the money on me right now. And I told you to wait.
Please.
Yeah, I told you to wait.
Please.
So I'ma need a little more time now.
Cause
I ain't got the money on me right now. And I thought you could wait.
Please.
Yeah, I thought you could wait.
Please.
These bitches surrounding me.
Black bodies.
Oh, want something now, man. Then they talk about. About me, would be lost without me. We could have been somebody. Thought you'd be different about it. Now I know you're not it. So let's get on with it. We could have been somebody. Said you had to tell somebody. Let's take it back to the first party. When you tried your first Molly, it came out of your body.
So Kanye West was actually trying to make a very jarring, like it's supposed to be a bit jarring, the juxtaposition that he's creating between the realities of America and what we were supposed to be, and then the disillusionment, again, disillusionment, within his relationship. We know he's had some ups and some downs, but let's just talk about Strange Fruit. So Strange Fruit is the song that you hear in the background, the fruit being... Trigger warning, black people's bodies.
Lynchings were a very, very common thing, especially back in the 60s. And, I mean, it probably hasn't ended today. But Nina Simone is singing about the fruit hanging from the trees and the blood that is falling on the leaves. And so what Kanye West is doing here is he's just juxtapositioning what it feels like to, he's saying we could have been somebody, and we could mean black people, we could mean him and his relationship. But the reason why I felt like it was important to put this song in this episode today is because I'm not sure if anybody was online at this time, but this song was trending on TikTok. I mean, TikTok is always the culprit, but this song was trending on TikTok, and there were just like countless people recording themselves. I don't remember exactly what the trend was, but it was like they were revealing like something on themselves, and it was to like the blood on the leaves, and it was like, it was oversaturated with a lot of like white people and non-black people. And I remember like at some point, because I really love this album, and I really think that this production is really great, but then I was like, wait a minute, this song is not necessarily something I would like to see trending in this kind of way. And it was just making me so uncomfortable, to the point where I've like, I haven't listened to this song in a while because it made me like truly uncomfortable. And I feel like that's a level of that, you know, cognitive dissonance coming through. I was just like, I don't know if this is something that I wanted to continue to listen to. But like I said, great production. But this is Blood on the Leaves, Kanye West.
Yeah, tapping a bit more into Nina Simone. Nina Simone was an activist,
yeah,
alongside a singer.
Yeah.
If you listen to the song on its own, it's very eerie. It's very sad.
Hard listen.
And I don't, there's a video, like I said, Google's free, look it up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. There's a video where she's singing Blood on the Leaves, and like there's not a black person in sight in the room, and everybody's just kind of like,
yeah. And I think at the time she was a little bit manic too, because her mental state wasn't the greatest.
Yeah.
So you could just see and feel how the music was affecting her.
She kind of looked a lot. She kind of looked gone in that video.
Yeah, her eyes were very distant.
I think, yeah, she experienced a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think essay, like,
yeah,
losing children, just,
and
not
we
having...
weren't even trying to joke, like Nina Simone and Kanye West have very similar lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah,
we only have an hour.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Y'all wind a waist right now?
Come, Mr. Tallyman, Tallyman.
We are.
Wind, waist is wound.
Come,
Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight come and me one go home. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Where my Lil Wayne fans at? That's how you know that part. I know that's how you know that part. Lil Wayne. 6 foot. Or if you watched a very, very, very fun movie called Beetlejuice.
I love Beetlejuice. It's actually one of my favorite movies.
Such a funky movie.
It is.
I think I first watched it with my brother, and I guess I just wanted to say.
Yeah.
But anyway, this song is it's a fun one. I feel like the way that I remember this song specifically was most likely, I mean, I don't have concrete evidence, but most likely watching cartoons growing up. And I know that like Looney Tunes had, like, here and there they would use different songs for different things. And this was just one of those songs where like it just sounded very like, I don't know, like swanky. I mean, it's Harry Belafonte, so it's very swingy, but it's actually a call and response song. For those of you who don't know call and response, it's kind of like
I mean, it's a little bit on the nose. It's very popular in like hymns, is where we're saying one thing, you're responding to it as a way to, I guess, help make the grueling, like the story, a little bit more resounding. So this song is actually about black workers in a colonized life, specifically in the Jamaican blistering heat. They're essentially mining or farming, dangerously farming bananas. And so they're kind of singing about how they're tired, their bodies are broken down, they want to go home, the daylight is going away, and we really want to go home. It's a lot on their bodies, and they're probably being severely underpaid as well. So this song is, even though it sounds very, I mean, if you really strip the music a little bit, it does sound a little bit sadder than you would hope, but that's Day O, the Banana Boat song.
Okay, those of you, if you're listening and you're like born 70 or 80s after, maybe even 90s after, there's no way you looked at this group and you thought these were a group of straight men. This is the Village People, by the way. This is YMCA. This song is actually YMCA. This is In the Navy.
Where can you find pleasure? Search the world for treasure. Learn science, technology.
I mean, it's very unclear in our research. We didn't really find them explicitly saying that this wasn't the original intention, but
one can gesture.
This wasn't the original intention of them trying to, like, boast, like, oh, we want you, they want you. Like, let's, come on, guys, let's do this. They want you. They want to use you for certain agendas, that kind of situation. And, I mean, it's a very touchy subject because we are, you know, in America, there's a lot of like practice that goes behind just like all of the, I guess, marketing that we have for certain things, but there's a reason behind everything. And they use certain songs that have higher like BPMs that sound a little bit more, you know, this is like the disco era. It sounds a little bit more happy. It's like, oh, yay, okay, let's do this. All right, okay. But I guess this is a little bit more of our interpretation as opposed to the song. But this music video is very eccentric as well. In the Navy, they have they characterize themselves as these American ideals. I'm not sure if it's supposed to be campy or satirical, but that's essentially why we kind of included this song in this in this episode.
What am I gonna do with a submarine?
search the world for treasure, learn science, technology. Sports of skin dive, study oceanography. Sign up for the big band or sit in the grandstand when your team and others meet.
In the Navy,
yes, you can sail the seven seas.
In the Navy,
yes, you can put your mind at ease.
In the Navy,
come home and fall in the stand.
So many genres going on in this episode. Like, there's so many different genres. This is the melting pot episode.
Talk about being well-rounded.
This is like, if you could walk into an area and you're like, okay, what? I don't know how we're going to categorize this this genre here. We have all kinds of music on here.
I guess this would be pop.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
Yes, you can put your mind at ease.
So this is American Idiot by Green Day, but this is kind of an obvious one as well, if you're listening and you're reading the title. But this is like a really common one that you hear in a dive bar if you've been to like Monkey Duck. If you've been to Monkey Duck, or if you've been to, what's the other one we go to, the red one? Okay, I can't give out good juicy secrets like that. But yeah, so American Idiot was a protest song in the 2000s that talked about media manipulation and political fear-mongering. Still hasn't gone away. Specifically during the Bush era Iraq war and suburban apathy. While those songs, I didn't even mention the other song. So I was doing some research on this song, and Green Day was kind of responding to a little song that we know as Sweet Home Alabama, which if you live in San Francisco, if you've been to Westwood or you've been to Jackson, you've definitely heard Sweet Home Alabama. You've definitely heard her. Babe, she's a Confederate song. I will not be singing that anymore, nor will it be coming out of my mouth after this episode. It is a Confederate song written in 1997, I believe. So he was just kind of responding to the ideation of Sweet Home Alabama. But yeah, I'll let this play out. I hope your head is banging. This is Sinead O'Connor, Drink Before the War. I didn't think we were going to have time to play it, but this song is amazing. From the sound to the lyrics. Sinead was an activist her whole life. An amazing artist. This goes back to the troubles, like I spoke about earlier, and like the suffering and pain that Ireland had to go through for 30 years plus. And I think we're kind of, right now, if you're like following Kneecap and just like the Gen Z Irish, like the Irish Gen Zers, wanting to reclaim their land and their heritage and their language, which I think is amazing, and I think we all should. I think we gotta fight against the man.
Mm-hmm. So just a concluding conversation we have here. Listening to music passively is what prevents us from forming real relationships with not only what we consume with, but for the sake of the show, the artists and the music that they make. Music gets cast back to background noise, and there's no attention required. We do this, I do this, you do this. I've noticed this in everyone around me. We all do it, but it doesn't mean that we're inherently bad people. It's just called cognitive dissonance. It's what happens when two things we hold as true cannot exist together without pain. One belief pulls us in one direction, another pulls us in an opposite direction, but the mind chooses which one we want to protect. Most of the time, the mind does not choose the truth, it chooses stability. This is a survival tactic. When people justify systems that harm others, they're often not defending cruelty, they're just defending their internal order that allows them to not function without collapsing under this insurmountable level of guilt that we may all feel. So I know that there are times when an artist that you really love does something that you don't agree with, and a lot of times the argument is, well, I don't know them personally, so I'm gonna still listen to music. That doesn't make you a bad person, you just have a connection with the music. But there is a level of awareness that we all should have when we're consuming different things. What do you believe in? What do you feel? Are you using this music to passively just, you know, sit in the back of your day and, you know, listen while you go to work? Or are you trying to, you know, there's a time and a place for everything, obviously.
Yeah, and I think what we mentioned, I think what we mentioned earlier, just being overwhelmed by everything in the world.
Yeah.
And with the internet, I think that we are very lucky, and at times it is very hard. We are consuming media from all around the world, whether it's propaganda, whether it's true.
And they didn't have that back then.
Like, you guys didn't know. Somehow you figured it out, but, mm-hmm. Honestly, would you have known about 30 years ago what was happening in Jamaica?
No.
Yeah, actually, the Chinese government has bought half of the land in Jamaica. Did you guys know that?
That's the thing. Like, obviously, and I think what she was starting to say was, like, we have the luxury of being able to, like, tune in and tune out, which you definitely should do, because our brains cannot handle so much information.
Yeah, but it's like, when do I tune in and when do I tune out?
Yeah, it's hard to figure out when, you know? That actually was a great segue into our next song, our final song.
Because it's time to turn that fucking TV off.
TV Off by Kendrick Lamar. Y'all know this song. Shout out Boye for real. This song came out.
All I ever wanted was a black Grand National. Fuck being rational. Give them what they asked for. It's not enough. Few solid niggas left, but it's not enough. Few bitches that are really stepped, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough. I get on their ass. Yeah, somebody gotta do it. I made them niggas mad. Yeah, somebody gotta do it. I tell the G pass. Yeah, watch a nigga do it. We survived outside, all from the music, nigga. What? They like, what he on? It's the Alpha and Omega, bitch. Welcome home. This is not a song. This is a revelation. How to get a nigga gone. Teach you a man, baby. I don't understand, baby. Pay your bill and make you feel protected like I can, baby. Teach you something if you need correction. That's the plan, baby. Don't put your life in these weird niggas' hands, baby. Whoa! It's not enough. Few solid niggas left, but it's not enough. Few bitches that are really stacked, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough. I get on their ass. Yeah, somebody gotta do it. I made them niggas mad. Yeah, somebody gotta do it. I tell the G-Pad. Yeah, watch a nigga do it. We survived outside, all from the music, nigga. What? Hey, turn this TV off. Ain't with my type activities, then don't you get involved. Hey, what? How many should I see and send them all? Take a risk or take a trip. You know I'm tripping for my dog. Who you with? Couple sergeants and lieutenants for the get back. This revolution been televised. I fell through with the knickknacks. Hey, young nigga, get your chili up. Yeah, I meant that. Hey, blackout if they act out. Yeah, I did that. Hey, what's up, though? I hate a bitch that's hating on a bitch, and they both hoes. I hate a nigga hating on them niggas, and they both broke.
Would this have even been a low-key episode if we didn't play any, like, Cali-type music? Yeah.
Definitely.
So, hearing TV off. Lamar treats the music industry like a series of empty rooms he has to burn down to see who is actually standing beside him. Oh. Hello. Oh, sorry, it's the mustard part. I'll play it for you guys. Hold on.
Mustard! Niggas acting bad, but somebody gotta do it. Got my foot up on the gas, but somebody gotta do it. Turn his TV off, turn his TV off. Turn his TV off, turn his TV off. Turn his TV off, turn his TV off.
The repetition of the title is a brutal command to stop watching this distorted projection of life that social media sells out. Every single hits with the weight of its professional warnings, stripping away the design of loss until only the raw, ugly mechanics of success remain. It is a calculated act of arrogance.
I'm prophetic, they only talk about it, how I get it. Only good for saving face, seeing the cosmetics. How many heads I gotta take to level my aesthetics? Hurry up and get your muscle up, we up to plyometric. Nigga ran up by the Luxonessa, up the highest metric. The city just made it sweet, you could die better. They mouth get full of deceit, let these cowards tell it. Walk in New Orleans with the etiquette of L.A. yelling Master! Niggas acting bad, but somebody gotta do it. Got my foot up on the gas, but somebody gotta do it. Turn his TV off, turn his TV off. Turn his TV off, turn his TV off. Turn his TV off, turn his TV off. Turn his
this
TV
has
off,
been Echo by Lowkey.
Episode 3. We'll see you next second Thursday.
Yes, love you guys.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in.
Crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious. Crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious.